supersonic Concorde may fly again. British and French flights have been canceled since an Air France Concorde crashed outside Paris more than a year ago. Officials say those flights may resume once safety modifications are made. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
British and French aviation authorities have approved changes proposed by Air France and British Airways. They're the only two carriers flying the sleek Delta-winged jets for 30 years, a sign of jet-set elegance, until a year ago. Air France Flight 4590 caught fire as it raced down the runway and crashed into a hotel near Paris 2 minutes later. 113 people were killed, including four on the ground. Crash investigators determined that a piece of metal lying on the runway caused a Concorde tire to explode. They said that flying tire chunks punctured the wing fuel tanks and sparked a deadly inferno. With that single crash, the Concorde safety record went from being the world's best to the world's worst. Many industry experts thought the barely profitable aircraft would never fly again. But for the French and British carriers, the 12 remaining Concordes are an important symbol and marketing tool. They are paying millions to change the plane's tires and reinforce the fuel tanks with Kevlar, the material used in bulletproof vests. The certification process will happen on a plane-by-plane basis. Only one Concorde is ready to ferry passengers right now, and it takes three per airline to provide regular transatlantic service. British Airways hopes to resume Concorde flights in October, Air France a month later. The plane flies at 1,300 miles an hour and cuts 5 hours off of the regular crossing time. A return ticket between Europe and New York can cost about $10,000. For NPR News, this is Nick Spicer in Paris.